In a survey conducted by the Australian Public Services Commission revealing proportion of those who've witnessed corrupt behaviour in the public service, and this has doubled in the last 3 years. So on the line right now, I've got Christopher Nouse, who's a journalist at The Guardian Australia, to look at these findings. Christopher, tell us a bit about what these findings are actually showing us.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, it really is quite interesting. So every year, the Public Service Commission releases its State of the Service report, which includes a survey of public servants. And what we've seen this year is that 5% of all public servants who are surveyed say they witnessed corrupt behaviour within the public service. That's really quite a significant increase from 2013-14, where we saw 2.6%. So as you say, it's almost a doubling.
Yeah, well, what kind of corruption are we talking about here?
So we're mostly talking about nepotism, cronyism. So, you know, jobs for the mates, regardless of how well they're qualified. So it's this kind of behaviour that the private sector might see as, you know, a little bit more innocuous, but in the public service, and we rightly hold it to a much higher standard. They're subject to a code of conduct. This kind of behaviour isn't allowed for very, very good reasons.
I mean, I thought there was always going to be, you know, you always went through panels of people from different areas of the department and someone outside the department and some from HR, and this was to prevent this sort of thing. What do you think's going wrong?
Well, look, I mean, it's an interesting question. You're quite right. There are really strict sort of guidelines within the public service of how recruitment is supposed to occur. We know that they're not always followed. A lot of agencies aren't subject to the code of conduct that is sort of enforced by the Public Service Commission. And what we've seen is, I guess, on the back of this report is a call for more transparency, more accountability within the public service through a mechanism like the federal ICAC, which has been this kind of running sore, I suppose, for the government. People have been calling for a federal ICAC for quite some time. The government's been highly resistant to that. But that is the kind of body that organisations like Transparency International want to see in place.
Well, I think your own Lenore Taylor's been talking about a federal ICAC for some time. Transparency International claimed that the current environment discourages public servants from speaking out against their colleagues. Do you think this is something that's endemic in the public service?
Well, look, I mean, that's certainly the view of Anthony Whealy, who's the head of Transparency International and a very distinguished former New South Wales Supreme Court judge. So he feels that there's this culture at the moment in the public service where people fear that if they come and they report instances of corruption, that they might find their employment in jeopardy, they might not be promoted, that there might be some sort of retribution. And he is essentially saying that's a product of the current accountability framework, which is overseen by the Public Service Commission, and we need really an overarching umbrella type organisation that's independent of the public service, that is able to, I suppose, take reports of corruption, investigate them, and sort of eradicate that notion that if you do come forward, you're going to be subject to some sort of a retribution.
So an ICAC-style body.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And where would we be recruiting people for that from, do you think?
Well, look, I mean, in New South Wales, we know that a lot of the ICAC commissioners are former judges, completely independent of government, so they don't really have ties to the public service. So they're able to look at things dispassionately and without fear or favour. And I think that is really, you know, if we do want a truly independent body to bring transparency and accountability to the public service, I think that, you know, former members of the judiciary are really a good place to start.
Do you think there's enough checks and balances in place for people who are perhaps, you often hear about contracts going to friends of certain people and that sort of thing in the that gets caught by ICAC here in New South Wales. Do you think there's enough checks and balances in place in the federal sphere?
Look, I really don't, to be honest. I find it, you know, working as a journalist, I just find that the transparency around contracts and tender processes in the public service is just not there. I mean, trying to sort of work out how a certain company has been selected for a contract over and over and over is incredibly difficult.
So it could just be tip of the iceberg that we're seeing here at the moment.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that's certainly the view of Transparency International, that even these figures that are being reported in this Public Service Commission survey are really, you know, just as you say, the tip of the iceberg, that there's a lot more corruption under the surface that just sort of isn't being brought out into the light of day.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's something that we should definitely be watching. This is we're talking to Christopher Naus from The Guardian Australia about these key findings in the survey on the Australian Public Services Commission. So thanks, Chris, for being on the program. And, you know, it's something that I think there's been a few calls for quite a while.
Thanks so much for having me.